Welcome back to the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, hosted by your always grateful host, Jonathan Nobby. Here at Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, I like to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. Welcome back. I am truly excited to bring you a brand new segment today. The segment's working title, True Freedom Media's Variety Hour. No, it's not going to be an entire hour. It's going to be a short segments of storytelling. And today, to kick this off, we're going to focus on the wisdom of time travel. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, take a seat back and relax, and let's get going. Enjoy. The adventures of your everyday life. Here's your cosmic roadmap. Location, destinations, destiny creation, point of no return, perfect expectation, divine inspiration, free of explanation, recognition, exaltation, gratitude, relations, navigation station, mirror truth, stay on mission, higher vibrations, lighter elation. I was sitting with my best friend. He got this crazy look in his eye. He says to me, "You know, John, learning to love yourself is not the same as learning to love your self-image." Challenge accepted. I get a crazy look in my eye, and I says to him, "You are living some version of the future in this moment, based on the conscious or unconscious vision you have for it. Hashtag infinite possibilities." Then we have a conversation about divine hide and seek. We come to the realization that on the spiritual journey, God eludes you at first. You begin to realize that you've been hiding from God. Then the game ends when you can see each other so quickly, so vividly, you now begin to play a very different, funnier game. In case you forgot, every occurrence is meant to be useful. The totality of spirit has no opposite because it embraces everything. I went down memory lane the other day. I was talking to my 23-year-old self. He says to me, he has the gall to say to me, "I love it when things make so much sense. Anything is possible. But the badass plan we sent into motion is playing out. And here I am, 32 years old, listening to this guy." He continues, "If you're in this moment, the language being spoken is kind of arbitrary. The point is, you can clearly feel this and know that the plan is playing out right on time." I'm like, "Dude, I'm about to enter 2020. You're still back in October 2012. He's like, no, check this out. "If you knew what I knew, yes, things are happening faster and faster, but even more so. 25 plus years ago, we planted a seed to sprout, to flower, to shine. Navi, the time has come. The seed has been cultivated, and all is possible. If we were not aware of this, chaos could easily step in, but because we know, abundance and all the good stuff on the mission can easily flourish. What we've been studying, right down to the wire, it's all perfect timing." And I says to my 23-year-old self, how is it that you're in the past and you're telling me about the future?" And he says, "Remember, you cannot stop an idea whose time has come, and you cannot stop a plan that's been set in motion for eons. And finally, it hits me. I have been there. I have experienced everything so that I could have the strength to carry out this mission and be able to remind and transfer that strength to others on the team who may need it, like those who have done so with me. The truth of the matter is, anything you can imagine is true. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to imagine it. Suddenly, a big rush of wind grazes through my body, and I hear this. You have been activated. This is not an accident. Now is the time. And I can't help thinking that I've been hearing that over and over for the last 10, 11, 12 years, perhaps even longer. We will be challenged. We will know our greatest selves. The story only expands. The rules are removed for us. We keep running into each other. I found out that we are the ones bringing us together. The question then becomes, what are we going to do about this encounter? So many realizations. Like, I realize I keep regifting treasures that I left for myself on all kinds of different timelines. Let me ask you this. Is your intention to expand your mind? If so, get ready for the ride of your life. You know, this reminds me of something that I was just remembering. When I was 25 years old, I was interviewing with a woman who was 6-7 years older than me. She was 31. I was 25. I was interviewing to possibly move in with her. We had a very deep and intense immediate connection. We decided to take our conversation on the beach, Venice Beach. At one point, she stopped and looked at me, right in the eye, with a huge smile on her face. She said, "You remind me of the best time of my life. Right now. I've known me my entire life, and this is the best I've ever been, moving from experience to experience very powerfully." Just then, a dragonfly flew by us. Something in me compelled me to say what I said next. I said, "I am not anyone you've ever met. I am simply somebody I've always dreamed about." It really goes to show you that everything is very deliberate. Those little synchronicities, those little moments where I didn't really talk to her ever again. But those memories of how the divine is constantly working through us is beautiful. Something else she shared with me was that in order to play full out, you must experience the frustrations of living backwards in time. There really are no accidents or coincidences, down to being at the beach, meditating, being one with nature, and seeing a shining example of a family who represents what you'd like to live on some timeline. Having gratitude flood your system is an incredible sensation, and to experience it moment to moment is interesting. You ever have one of those hard conversations where you just have to let go of everything? Gain the bearings you find most presently significant. Be deliberate. Live your vision. Let go. Stop holding on to so much. When you hold on to so much, it makes things much heavier than they need to be. Once you let them go, you can still have them, but they won't weigh you down anymore. Isn't that the point of lightening up? With all the chaos and realize chaos is really just a dance you're learning? My friend Jack Bauer once said, "You do this job long enough, you're gonna have to make choices. You won't know if they're the right ones until the whole scenario plays out." That's a nice sentiment, but I says to him, I know the results and it always plays out well, especially when it doesn't seem like it. regardless of what I know or believe. When talking to other people, speak to them from their God, not your God. That's an interesting statement. Not really sure what to think about that one. Being in the present moment is freaking contagious. Be an example. Don't lure people with what you think might interest them. Attract them with your heart. Have you heard of that book that I haven't written yet? It's called New Age Wimp versus Enlightened Badass. Playing full out, high stakes. Are you the master team builder? What kind of daily gifts are you unlocking and giving yourself and others? And just as a reminder, time isn't linear. I have already lived and died in this body, and according to my consciousness, I can alter any outcome in my current incarnation. That's something that 2012 version of me said, believes, and still preaches. We come into our lives to heal the places in us that are wounded and in shadow. Without a wound, there is nothing to heal and no gift to receive. Healing our wound brings us to conscious love, the ground of our being. Nancy Pope. Here's another quote similar to the last one. Be lived as love or be an asshole. David Data, Wild Nights. With all that humor, there's a lot of truth. It's like when you feel bad in a great relationship, it's because love is seeping into the places we've been able to hide before. But guess what? No more hiding. You touched my life because you were brave, courageous enough in front of the whole world. You were judged, criticized, attacked, and you were loved more than ever before in your life. Just relating to someone during your dark periods can do wonders for someone. What are you not sharing that could be saving somebody's life? You don't know what you don't know. And you don't know how much what you're holding on to is actually the remedy that someone is seeking in their dark night. The fallacy is in thinking that the future will bring man something that is not available to him today. Life is abundant, here, now, and forever, wherever you are. It needs only to be tapped. Something my buddy Saint Germain dropped on me. I use my ability to make illogical things sound logical. I make sense out of things that don't make sense. I can act as a bridge. As a matter of fact, we have made an agreement for this particular interaction. This could be it, or not. Maybe I'm just a piece of the puzzle. Maybe I'm the whole shaman. And maybe I'm just a sham. I'll take responsibility for whatever is evoked from you and invoked in you. I love you, and I know that. What you do next has to do with where you're at. And it's all lovely. For me, it's all logic. Current human perception just calls it illogical because it has not the perception to understand it yet. Magic is just science primitive minds haven't figured out yet. Since language is so limiting, let's expand our vocabulary by creating new worlds like Shakespeare. He didn't let the limitations of his time stop him from expressing his message. Let's confidently move forward in a way that expands us and is fun. There is nothing out of the ordinary. There's nothing special about being super
natural. There's nothing special about being a supernatural human. That's the norm around here, because I'm in the business of re-enlightenment. You dig? Allow me to tickle your fancy. You have to start somewhere in order to go anywhere. I got clear on my life purpose, my vision and mission, couldn't wait any longer. I needed to clear the path of past debt and limitation. Most companies fail because they're underfunded. I have to begin my overfunding somewhere. It's true what the leaders have said. It's that moment of decision. The secret to building momentum in your business and your life is you. If I'm going to be here, I have to take my own advice and lead by example. Fearlessly giving my gift, loving the world and the light through my presence and action. Being me to the fullest. Serving through my many skills and talents. This is it. No gifts left ungiven. You must move yourself. You can have all the tools, all the instructions, you can have all the assistance, but you have to move. You have to know where you desire to be. Ultimately, you are the key ingredient to your own success. I put my life on hold because I wasn't sure what my life was to be. I loved talking big, but was playing small. This time I know I am my life, whole and all. That's why I move forward very fast, calmly. Choose your multiple streams of income and stand by your vision. The slight edge from a neutral standpoint is a choice, a simple daily decision, not good or bad, simply of an image of this or that in a 24-hour timeline. And guess what? I am obsessed with falling in love, telling an effective story, mind and consciousness expansion, music, communication, alchemy, ascension, creation, etc., etc., etc. Team! And I constantly learn more about such things. What are you obsessed with? That which fascinates you most will lead you to your own given treasure. I have no excuse not to fall in love. And I have no excuse not to be a billionaire.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, here at Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, reminding you that a miracle is not the exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Until next time, remember to BYOM, bring your own magic.
This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you. And the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood,
and to break through what new possibilities could look like, you can also find us at The Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.